Hello fellow human beings, my name is RV. I am an aerospace researcher with a decade of experience in research and innovation. I would like to talk today about what is the universe actually made of. Ancient astronomers and researchers like us were perplexed by the nature of comets and pondered the chemical composition of stars centuries ago. These old puzzles have been solved, but new puzzles have taken their place as larger telescopes and more sensitive tools look farther into space. Now we wonder about black holes, the fundamental nature of physical laws, and the position of the universe in general. Cosmic viscosities and enigmatic mysteries about the space that have not yet been revealed. The universe is full of mysteries. From the backyard of our own solar system to the far off shores of the cosmic ocean, there is how it has always been. So, once again, what is the universe really made of? It can be simply said that nobody knows about that. The universe is so vast that the atoms and molecules that made up our familiar matter are merely the proverbial tip of the iceberg. The majority of the matter is made up of dark matter, which is composed of unknown particles. A mysterious dark energy fills the empty space, accelerating the expansion of the universe as if all of that were not enigmatic enough. In addition to being blind to the majority of the iceberg, we also lack understanding of the cloudy ocean in which it is floating. Dark matter manifests itself by affecting gravitation. This can be seen by looking at the rotational velocities of galaxies, how they move within large clusters, and how the gravity of the clusters bends the light from nearby background objects observed during gravitational lensing. All identifications point to the universe having about 30 times as much matter as what can be seen with telescopes. Could the dim stars, the small stars, coal, gas clouds, and black holes therefore explain the existence of dark matter? Regrettably, no. The universe would appear very different if all the dark matter were made up of baryons, the protons and the neutrons that make up the atomic nuclei. The nuclear fusion reactions that took place during the Big Bang would have produced a different set of examples and elements with much less or heavy hydrogen than is actually seen, because there were so many baryons present. There is no other option if you believe in the Big Bang theory. In reality, the mysterious non-baryonic particles make up the vast majority of the universe's matter. This is also dark energy, a memorable great name, but nobody is aware of what it is. We found in 1998 that the universe is expanding at a faster rate than it did a few billion years ago. Contrary to expectations, it appears that the universe is expanding more quickly despite the gravitational pull that galaxies have on one another. This acceleration is attributed to dark energy, which can be compared to the repelling forces of the empty space. So there you have it, the cosmology, the concordance model. Dark energy makes up roughly 70% of the universe's total mass, with matter making up the remaining 30%, obviously. However, only a small portion of the matter, 4% of the observable total mass, is made up of ordinary particles, and only a quarter of the baryonic matter, 1% of the total, is visible to us in the form of stars and clouds, glass clouds. That much is true. The story is peculiar. The concordance model is still preferred by the majority of us. It provides an explanation for the majority of the properties of the universe and is supported by most of the people, a variety of observations, including 3D mapping of the spatial distribution of galaxies and temperature maps of cosmic microwave background radiations. The afterglow of any Big Bang is called that radiation. The only issue is that no one is aware of what the puzzle represents, even though all the puzzle pieces seem to fit together perfectly. The biggest unsolved problem in astronomy is the nature of the universe. See you in another episode.